And good afternoon. Guten Tag, is that right, Charlotte? Guten Tag?
Guten Tag.
Is it Guten Tag?
Well, good. Like, good day would be just good.
Yeah, good, good.
Good.
Guten Tag. Yeah.
And dog?
Is that German?
Is a day.
That's German, isn't it?
Yeah, you're sounding more German than Norwegian.
Yeah. I'll try my German accent.
Okay.
Guten Tag, oh yeah, yeah, sure, you betcha.
It's disgusting.
You know, we have way too much fun here on Camel Corner. You know that, don't you?
I know.
We've had complaints about that.
Yeah.
Listeners.
Gotta tune it down.
I've had phone calls, emails, you know, special deliveries from people saying, stop it.
I can't pay attention to work.
Yeah, this is serious stuff
we're
doing here. Well, not really, no. By the way, if you're a new listener, this is Campbell Corner. We feature the East Grand Forks Public Library of downtown East Grand Forks every Wednesday at 3:05 on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1. Do I sound happy?
You do.
I do, because I am.
Well,
happy camper.
Good.
Life is good. How about you? Are you happy?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. On this great June day, although a bit cool, I know, for you.
Oh, yeah, I have my sweatshirt
on. A little
bit.
And scarf and mittens. Has anyone asked you about that?
They do.
No.
They'll come around the corner and look, just take one look and say, are you cold? No, I have my sweatshirt on. I'm really quite fine. Thank you.
All right. Well, anyway, back to business here. We have a list of things to discuss, chat about. And number one is Min Dinner at the Summer Reading today. Now, what is Min Dinner?
Minnesota DNR.
Oh, I'm sorry, an acronym, okay.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out those little, you know, abbreviations for you. So the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will have someone in prepping for our summer reading program.
Like a pregame, right?
Yeah.
When you watch the Vikings as a pregame show, this is kind of like a pregame show
pre-pause.
For that. Right? That's okay.
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
It's real. This is real radio.
Yes.
Not the fakey stuff. No fake radio here.
We have to get a little more excited about this because, you know, memory is attached to emotions.
The foot bone's connected to the leg bone. The leg bone's connected to the knee bone.
That's true.
So I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
So Minnesota DNR
is prepping
right now share with children what the Department of Natural Resources does for them, for our state, for each other.
All right.
And this is the exciting part. I was trying to figure out how to say this nicely. All right?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. They might be talking about, as the DNR would refer to it, scat.
Scat?
Yeah.
As in S-C-A-T?
Like in what animals leave behind after they've had a really good meal.
Oh.
I can say these words on radio, right?
Well, let me check my file here. Hang on just a second.
Okay, all right.
We can say and not say.
Yeah.
Okay, we can say scat and doo-doo.
Okay, doo-doo.
Okay.
We got it. You can learn a lot about an animal from that kind of thing, and so kids love to learn from that angle.
Well, from what I've heard, people, too.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
All right.
So they will be learning what's going on from that aspect, and I think it's going to be a real big hit.
Oh, you think so?
I do.
Okay, good.
This is what I know.
And this starts at what time?
3:30.
Whoa, we're getting close.
Yep, that's what I say. They're all prepping. Mm-hmm.
So you still have time to be involved in that if you want to.
If you're on your way there,
right.
You're getting there, you can register for it and get yourself all set up to go to the future ones and this one.
All right.
If you're in the library and you want to check in, just put your nose in and see what's going on in the room before you do that. Go and try. Ask questions.
Hey, do it. All right. Minnesota DNR, 3:30 today at Campbell.
Right.
We don't have time for 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. I really got carried away there. Sorry.
No. We always have time for our list of things to talk about when it comes to Campbell. Number two, dueling dames. Not games, dames. Dueling dames next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Now, let me guess on that one. Dueling dames. That would be two people playing a stand-up piano at the same time.
Well, no. You got part of it right. Two people.
Two people.
Yeah.
Not playing a piano
no,
at the same
no
time.
No music that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We are going to have two women who know how to swashbuckle.
Pardon me? Swashbuckle?
I love that word. I think that's just one
that's
of those words that just has so much potential.
Now, for our vast audience, define swashbuckle.
Swashbuckling will be something that a pirate would do.
Oh, sure.
So, So these two women have learned how to do the actions with swords, with kicking, with slapping, like on a stage, though.
Oh, the fakey stuff.
So, but it looks extraordinarily
real. Okay.
And so they'll be showing their skills, their talents, teaching the kids in Ralph in the afternoon.
Okay.
So come to Ralph to learn how to do it.
All right.
And then in the evening, adults and families as a whole can come and see how to do it.
That sounds like fun.
I think it'll be a great deal of fun. I have a son who is certified on a few different levels in stage combat. That's what this kind of thing is called.
Got it. Yeah.
And it takes a tremendous amount of strength to look like you're doing things that might cause harm, and yet they look like it's so simple.
Strength and practice, repetition.
Practice, practice, practice.
Oh, yeah, over and over. All right. So Ralph meets at, 4:30, I believe, next Tuesday?
They meet at 4 o'clock.
Oh, it's at 4 o'clock next Tuesday.
Yep.
I stand corrected. 4 o'clock next Tuesday for Ralph, and then open to the public at 6 p.m. next Tuesday night.
Right.
For dueling dames. All right. Swashbuckling at Campbell. Number three, library animals. We're talking guinea pigs?
Guinea pigs, Ivy and Bean.
Right.
And then we also feed birds. We've moved our bird feeders around a couple of times because we're working on our yard. We're working on the garden. And I just want to remind people that they are very welcome to help us with our library friends that live there regularly. The guinea pigs always need a little help. They need supplies. The birds need bird feed. And we didn't get rid of them just because we moved the bird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
People did get nervous that we stopped taking care of the birds. They're still there.
Okay. All right. And the guinea pigs are how old now? 2 years?
They're going on two, yeah.
Yeah. Really? Boy, time flies by. Yeah. All right. Ralph and Mabel, right? No.
Ivy and Bean.
And Bean. Ivy and Bean. All right. And our last item, one of my favorite topics, new books. And you have how many today?
I have two.
Okay.
So the first one is written by a gentleman from East Grand Forks.
Really?
Donald P. Cohns.
Don Cohns. I know
Yes.
Don.
Yes. Cohns, K-O-H-N-S.
Yes.
And he has written and bound and gave to us My Army Experiences in Korea.
Mm.
Now, he mentioned this to me a long time ago. His daughter was helping him put the stories together, and he thought it was something that, you know, his family might enjoy. I said, people need to hear those stories, all of them. It's fun to have them put together so people can make a reference. Because maybe your family member didn't write them down.
Sure, sure.
And you could read Don's and it would help you understand what had happened during that time period. So there are pictures. There are funny stories. It's not a history text. It's stories about his time there. So I would recommend that, knowing him and knowing the time.
I met Don. There was a fundraiser to send Don and others to Washington.
Ah, yes.
For the Veterans Flight.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked to call bingo at Sacred Heart School.
There you go.
And I met Don. What a great
Don
guy.
Don is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. Okay, that book's available. And book two?
The Empathy Effect.
Hmm.
Now, empathy is something that is hopefully taught when people are very young,
mm-hmm.
to consider how another person feels. Not that they have to fix something or that you just ignore somebody that's in pain. Just before I came over today, earlier today, was story time at the library. And a little boy fell. And he has a great pair of lungs. And everyone in the library heard the tears.
There was no doubt.
You know, heard the crying, knew mm-hmm. what had happened.
Yeah.
Of course, every adult, everybody that had had anything to do with a child in their life, came around to make sure it wasn't a child they knew that
sure.
they needed to take care of right away.
Yeah.
But there were other little children who came over, who cared, who were worried, who wanted to make sure that this little fellow was okay. That matters. That's important. So the empathy effect is by Helen Rice, where it's 7 neuroscience-based keys. Now, don't get frightened by it saying neuroscience. You don't have to be a scientist to
read
this.
I love science.
So the keys are for transforming the way we live, the way we love, work, and connect across differences.
Mm-hmm.
So, saw it in play at the library today. It's a good book.
And if you can do that, you have what? Harmony. Oh, my goodness, what a nice word. Harmony?
Harmony is a good word. I like that.
I like that word, harmony. Mm-hmm. All right. The new book's available now at Campbell. So we talked about the Minnesota DNR, and they're in the building right now, a presentation
yes.
at 3:30
right.
to kick off the summer reading program. Okay. Dueling Dames next Tuesday. Ralph meets at 4 next Tuesday, and there's a public gathering at 6 involving Dueling Dames. And, of course, the library animals are being well taken care of.
Right.
Right. Very good. Okay, time's up. That's it. We're done.
Okay.
For another week. And we'll be back next Wednesday, I'm assuming. All right. I'll be here.
I will be, too.
You'll be here, too, as we talk about all things Campbell every Wednesday at 3:05. To find out more about this very important resource, this gem within our Greater Grand Forks area, you can give them a call, 773-9121, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to find out more in person, Campbell Library, right downtown after Mers Avenue, near the main fire station, near Sherlock Park, which is next to the pool, right? Right. And your website is?
EGFlibrary.org.
I think we're done.
I think we've covered everything.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of the week and weekend. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Okay.
For Campbell Corner, exclusively on Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ.